and presented without apology. Our service of Holy Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information, or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Mankind messed up. Remember Adam and Eve? It was man that messed up, not God. And when man messed up, man had to fix up.
That's right.
Amen. And so Jesus came as a man. The Bible says he gave up his godly privileges, hence the virgin birth. We've got to understand that. It's important to realize and know this stuff. The virgin birth was because if the woman was conceived and conceived a child through a husband or a man in the natural, the blood comes from the man.
That's right.
Amen. In the Garden of Eden, right in the beginning, after Adam and Eve fell, the Lord said to the serpent, he said, her seed, meaning Eve's seed, is going to bruise your head and you're going to bruise his heel. Women don't have seed. The man have the seed.
Amen.
Is that correct?
Right.
The woman incubates that seed and the child is born. But the man has a seed. And he said her seed. He didn't say man's seed or my son's seed. He said her seed. Women don't have seed. Right there, right in the very, very beginning, God prophesied the virgin birth.
That's right.
And that's when the Holy Spirit impregnated Mary through the Spirit with the seed of Jesus. So Jesus, the only thing that was God in him was blood. He gave up his godly privileges. He came to the earth as a man in a servant's body, the same as we came. He came via the birth canal because that's the only way you can come into the earth legally.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
And so the virgin birth brought the fact that the blood of Jesus was the blood of God. That's why when John the Baptist looked and saw Jesus coming to be baptized, he said, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. It's because of the blood that your sins can be forgiven. Amen? Now, I never learned this growing up. I never knew any of this kind of stuff, but God started to reveal things to me, and thank God for that. And so, the blood of Jesus, what it does, and you can read this in 2 Corinthians 5:21 and 1 Corinthians 1:30, what it does is the blood of Jesus makes you righteous.
That's right.
He makes you righteous. He says in Isaiah 64:6, he says, your good works and your righteous acts and your righteous deeds are like smelly rags in my nostril.
Right.
That's what he said. Our best day, our very best, most well-behaved day of our life, God said, is not even able to get you to the gates of heaven.
Amen.
We were never righteous enough because we were born into sin.
Amen.
Amen. So when Jesus came, his blood, when you receive Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, you receive him as Lord and Savior. What happens now is he makes you righteous. His blood covers you, cleanses you, and makes you brand new.
Amen.
You don't get refurbished. You're not renovated. He gives you a brand new spirit, and he talks about that all over the Bible. Amen. And so, hence the virgin birth, for the pure blood of Jesus that can get us salvation. There is no other way. John 14:6, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man, no woman comes to God, anyone on the planet, no one can get to God excepting through me, Jesus. Amen. And that's just the truth of it. Amen. And so, the blood of Jesus makes us righteous. But in Isaiah 53:4-5, the Bible says, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, 39, by his stripes we are healed. By stripes we are healed. Now he confirms that in 2 Peter 1:21 in the New Testament. which says by stripes you were healed. Amen? So he says, by stripes you are healed, by stripes you were healed. That means I is healed. That's the way I like to think of it. I am healed, period. Amen. Now, I speak from, not from what I've learned only, but from what I've lived. I haven't had a doctor for 40 years, you know that. I haven't had a cold or flu in 28 years. My children, 17 and 16, have never been to a doctor. No one in our family, my wife, myself, none of us have been to a doctor. She went when she had the children. That was it. Amen. Amen. And so how? Why? Is it me so great? No, it's got nothing to do with me. It's got everything to do with the Word, believing the Word and acting on the Word. Right. Amen. So he says, by the stripes on my back, you are healed. So is it God's will? Is it God's will for you to walk in health? Yes. Is it God's will for everyone to be saved? We know the Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have life everlasting. God then says that he does not want that one soul should perish. Not one soul. So his will is for people to be saved. But are there people rejecting Jesus and this free sacrifice of salvation? Are they rejecting him? Yes, they are. There are people, atheists, there are people choose other religions, choose other gods. They reject him. He doesn't make them reject him. He said, whosoever receives and believes in me will have eternal life. Amen. Amen? So God wants everyone saved, but not everybody's being saved. Correct? God wants everybody healed, but not everyone's being healed. Come on. Listen, you've got to remember, it was the same weekend. The same weekend that he took the stripes on his back is the same weekend that he hung on the cross. Right. Amen. And if you can believe that he can save you by the blood, why can't you believe that he healed you by the stripes? Amen. And so, and now what happens a lot of the times, we're picking up from last week now, what happens a lot of the times is that people see sickness as a blessing. You'll hear ministers, you'll hear people say, well, that's a blessing, or God's trying to teach you something. Yeah. Is that correct? God's trying to teach you something. You putting the blame of the devil's work on my God. And we know insurance companies do that. It's an act of God. The only reason they do that is because they're money hungry and they don't want to pay. Amen. And they forget that there's a curse in the earth. When Adam and Eve fell, remember they sinned, God said, because of you, remember those words in Genesis? He said, because of you, and this is in Genesis 3, you can read all about it. Because of you, the earth is cursed. Because it says the wages of sin is death. Is that correct? So that means it's cause and effect. If you sin, you're opening up the door to problems in your life. It's just that simple. Amen. But God's not the one instigating and making you sin. He's not the one killing your children and making you sick. Amen. Amen. If you believe that God's the one making you sick, how many of you want to walk in the will of God? You all want to walk in God's perfect will, correct? I do. Well, if His will, and if He makes you sick, then it's His will. Is that correct? Then how dare we go to a doctor? Come on. Amen. Right? I mean, you just got to put A with B and you'll get 3. Amen. But I'm serious. Well, it's the will of God. But I'm taking medication to get out of the will of God. But my desire is, God, help me to fulfill your will. Not my will, Lord, but your will be done. Remember those words? Amen. Now, how do I know it's not his will for me to be sick? Because he said so. He took the stripes. And then he also said in Matthew 8:17. Jesus himself bore my infirmities and took my sicknesses, so I don't have to. He took my sin. He became sin. He never sinned. Never forget that. He never sinned, but he became sin. The only one without sin became sin. And that's why God the Father had to turn his face from him. Remember that? First time ever. And we don't even understand eternity. They'd been together forever and ever 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 and ever. Is that correct? Never. They weren't created, and they don't rely on anybody, and they're totally sufficient. Amen? God is all-seeing, all-knowing, and all-powerful. He's always been, always is, and always will be. Amen. So Jesus, we all know Jesus is God. Amen? He took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses, but without sin, the first time ever separated from God, because sin cannot come into the presence of a holy God. Amen. That's why you're made righteous. You understand? Our spirit's made righteous. Our flesh and our soulish realm, we're still working on that one, right? How many of you, since you're born again, you sinned? Oh, every hand should go up right there. Yeah. Amen. That's your soulish realm and your flesh. The real you is your spirit. God created us in His image and in His likeness. And God is a spirit. Come on. So the real me is the spirit. That became brand new without sin. And that's where the Holy Spirit resides now. But my soul, which is my mind, my will, and my emotions, my soul still wants to do things that it wants. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Just give them a piece of your mind. God says, love them. Come on. They're not going to know. You can steal it. God says, don't steal. It's your soulish realm that causes you to sin. And your flesh wants it. Okay, we're getting past that now. And so your spirit man is being made righteous. So the first time in history, ever, God turned His back against His Son. To His Son. And that's why Jesus cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Remember that? Because it was the first time ever there was a separation. Because He was sin. He became sin. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:21, that through the sin that God put on Him and He became sin, we became righteous. He made us righteous. He made us righteous. So He took my sin, so the sin is paid for. The debt of sin is being paid for. Say it's paid for. By His blood. Listen, your best day can't get you near the gates of heaven. And that's why Jesus gets all of the glory, all of the praise, all of the honor, because He did it all. Say, He did it. Now the curse came, the curse came into the earth. Remember God said, He said to Adam and Eve, He said, you're going to earn a living by the sweat of your brow. Any of you know, you ever done that? You work hard for the money, honey. Amen. And you work and you work. You try to put your kids through college and universities and you work and you work and you work and you're trying to eke out a living, but you're working hard for it. He said, by the sweat of your brow, you will earn a living. Then He said to the woman, He said, you're going to endure labor in childbirth. Read it. Genesis 3. And He said, not because of me, because of you. Because the principle was and always has been the wages of sin is death. And so they brought it upon themselves and upon us, unfortunately. But now Jesus comes and He rectifies everything. He goes and pays the full price and He pays a full ransom. The Bible says we have been paid in full. The ransom is paid in full. 2 Colossians 2:14 says, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us and took it out of the way. All the ordinances, all the sin against us, took it out of the way, nailing it to His cross. Come on. You got to see what Jesus did. He took every one of our sins. He nailed them to the cross. In fact, Galatians 2:20 says, I am crucified together with Christ. I don't remember being thrown up on a cross with nails in my hands and feet, do you? I wasn't around 2,000 years ago to have it happen, were you? No. But he says, Paul wrote, by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, I've been crucified, we've been crucified together with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I'm now living in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. That's what the word says. So I was crucified with Christ. So when God looks at you, once you've received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, when He looks at you, He sees you sinless. Now what happens when I sin? He says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sin, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from unrighteousness. Not make us righteous again. He takes the stain of filth that's clinging to the righteousness on us and He removes it.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow, June